A university technical college is a brand new type of school for 14 to 18 year olds offering GCSEs, A-levels and vocational qualifications in the STEM subjects, science, technology, engineering and mathematics. What we've got to do is make engineering and technology really exciting so that people can see the value of taking these subjects at primary school and secondary school and on into college and perhaps university or apprenticeships.
Okay, and now you talk about apprenticeships and stuff like that. This college will very much differ from the likes of an apprenticeship, and you've got so many businesses involved as well, and like yourself, the Royal Navy, you know, giving people a chance hands-on to sort of work with the pros and get into work.
Absolutely. So the Royal Navy, BAE Systems, DSTL, Kinetic, P&O, Cunard, National Air Traffic Control Service. There's a huge range of companies involved in this project, which makes it really exciting for the children to be involved and be educated through this UTC and also have some exciting destinations for apprenticeships and graduate programmes subsequently.
Would you say there are many more benefits then to, you know, pushing your education this way through a UTC than maybe going on and doing an apprenticeship that way at post 16?
So UTC won't offer apprenticeships directly, but it will give you direct access to those industries that offer apprenticeships, which is a really positive point. And of course, those industries will also be involved directly in developing the curriculum and supporting projects at the UTC, which makes it really powerful for those industries to see the school children, see what they're like, and for the school children, of course, to see what those industries are like for employment.
I suppose that's the thing. It's all well and good getting a qualification, but actually, you know, knowing what it's like on a day-to-day in the job is a completely different kettle of fish, and I suppose this gives the kids a little bit of an advantage.
So that's one of the strengths of the UTC educational model. Not only does it offer excellent STEM-type education, as I've already said, but it also works on those work-ready skills as well. And the companies that I've mentioned will all be involved, not just in the technical education, but also in the work-ready skills that these companies want to see when these children go for interviews.
That's the thing, I suppose, confidence, communication, everything that you could possibly need, regardless of what, you know, whether you're any good hands-on, I suppose.
Absolutely. So what we're looking at is putting in a mentor programme for the children at the UTC from these companies with the real engineers, the real scientists, such that they will be able to talk about what it is they need to do and support the children through the education, such that these companies will get to see these young people really perform and develop.
I mean, this is really a sort of hive of technology, isn't it, the Portsmouth area? And we did have a loss of jobs at the dockyard, and there was a lot of worry about skilled jobs being lost and skilled workers being lost from the area. But then you've got the likes of the Solent LEP coming into play. So it's very much an area for the future, isn't it? It's about developing our future.
Absolutely. This is about the here and now, but it's also about growth for the future. So we've got some exciting industries coming in. What we need to do is be able to provide the talent here in Portsmouth and the surrounding region such that those companies can see a skilled workforce.
In regards to other schooling, like you would talk about French and maths and stuff like that, geography, would they still be able to do those sorts of courses as well, or is it very much skewed towards, like you say, the STEM, where you get a bit of both?
So there is a strong focus on the STEM subjects, but we will be doing French, for example, and geography. We won't cover the whole range of the national curriculum, but we will be offering some of those other subjects, and in partnership with some of the other schools and colleges around the area, we hopefully will be able to offer clubs and societies that will help develop those enrichment skills. And one of the exciting things that we've got in prospect, talking of enrichment, is we've just developed a programme of activity with UKSA based on the Isle of Wight. A week away for enrichment at UKSA, a residential week, doing water sports, learning about confidence, self-reliance and leadership, but enjoying that activity-based learning through sailing, through paddleboarding, canoeing, kayaking is absolutely fantastic. And that will be available this August, and hopefully the UTC will be offering those sorts of facilities once it opens in September 17. So I think the UTC provides both an academic type education, but it also focuses strongly on the vocational and the practical, and the industries will be involved in supporting projects, not just supporting them, but actually creating those projects for the children to undertake. And therefore, there is a very strong focus on practical skills, vocational skills and academic skills, but wrapped around that enrichment programme that means that they'll have the confidence and work-ready skills to be able to go out to interview and really sell themselves.
If young 14-year-old Andy was about to go and, you know, apply for UTC, what would you most be looking forward to do?
I think I'd be looking forward to really getting into engineering and science and technology and learning about how it works, not just theoretically, but how it works in the real world with real companies and what opportunities that would give for the future. So those projects will bring alive the science and technology in education. And that's why it's really key that we publicise the sorts of industries that are involved in this project to develop not just an education, but a route to the future for employment destinations. It is really exciting.
Give me a timeline then, Andy. When are we likely to see this up and running?
Okay, so admissions open for year 10 and year 12 starting September 16, and that would be admissions for a September 17 opening of the college.